So welcome everybody. Sorry we're a little late. Sorry to the Zoom people that we're a little late. But we had a guest speaker. Apparently I didn't hear about. Sure he had Chazaka that he was very good. And therefore, it took a little time to set up. But we will get right to it. Can everybody hear in the room? Just 1 second. Better? Everybody can hear in the back? Okay, great. So we're back in 501 for now, and we'll see how long we get to stay. Good. Okay. So we're kind of in the middle of a whole bunch of topics. Let me make clear what we're trying to do here. I do want to break down the different parts of the sugya, because they're very important. We read the Gemara in Daled, Amud Beis to Hey Amud Beis. It's going to take a few days until we get through all of the details of that, because we're also doing that, just to make clear, in conjunction. Is it better now? Everybody can hear? Okay. In conjunction with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, which we'll have to add a few things for, but for now at least, which is a sugya on mostly on Chav Ches Amud Beis, and the discussion of the Rambam's Psak, which we already began. But also, for the same reason, in conjunction with the Gemara and the Rishonim, not only here, but also on Dab Zayin Amud Aleph, which we'll hopefully get to in a couple of minutes, namely the Balamor, the Mochamos, the Raibid, because they also weigh in on this Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon issue. So between these, between the Shakur Tariyah here, Dalon on Beis to Hei on Beis, and the Rishonim on Dab Zayin and the Rishonim and discussion on Chav Ches, it's a little bit all over the place, but these are the topics, and they're all extremely interconnected, as we've previously seen, and as we continue also to see. The idea that, do we have Sefer Chinuch here, where somebody could get it on their computer? Tuf Pei Hei, Mitzvah Tuf Pei Hei. Looks like Matan has it back there. What? Oh, yeah, the first one. Yeah, most of the stuff, of course, is in the first volume, because it's printed around Parshas Bo. But the Rabbi Yehuda part of the Sefer Chinuch is in Parshas Re'e, because that's one of the pasuk, one of the psukim. So actually, that's Tuf Pei Hei. But I just wanted to mention it for a minute, because it provides, I think, in the Shorashi HaMitzvah, the Tamei HaMitzvah, at least, a very sharp contrast to the way that I've been interpreting Rambam, even though it is basically it is basically the position of the Rambam initially, and then of course qualified by the argument of the Rambam. So just to get it in for the record, I just want to point out that again, what I've been trying to say for the Rambam, but that this by no means has to be the only interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's my point. But that for the Rambam, I'm suggesting that there's a huge difference between Lifnei and La'achar, number one, and that the Lifnei is not a siyag, or a hakdama so much. It is in one respect, but not in a more pragmatic way. It's not the spillover from Tesvav in terms of protecting Tesvav as much as it is a reflection of the status of Yom Yadalit, especially after Chatzos, as a kind of Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmo, that is the Hakdama of the larger Yom. As we've been saying, we don't need to keep repeating it, although it's a kind of a subtle idea, but I believe that is Shita Sarambam, and that is behind a myriad, maybe too strong, many halakos, or many subtle and explicit chidushim of the Rambam throughout. It's called Mishnato, Shel HaRambam, let's say, on this topic. Obviously, that's what I've been trying to, project. So I just wanted to contrast it, with the alternative. And the alternative has, two dimensions. Number one, the idea that if Rabbi Yehuda is mechadesh two things, namely lifne and la'akar, you know, then maybe that implies that those two chidushim are, you know, are connected. That, you know, and again, the fact that Rishonim, you know, argued with the Rambam's psak, you know, by noting that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and la'akar, is implicitly their way of saying, you know, that there's a connection. Again, the tech connection could be, you know, the gabra and his authority, or the way that he's learning the psukim, or some sort of connection, you know, in terms of the substance of learning the psukim. Or it could be a conceptual one, namely that they are interpreting that the two dinim of Rabbi Yehuda, each of which is mechudash, are likely connected and reflect an expansive view of chametz. Now, the Chachamim or Rav Shimon say that chametz is really a din in Yom Tesvan, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's a din of before and after. But why would it be a din before and after? The answer is either the spillover in both directions is the mechayev, right? Or it's a kind of a siag, or a, one is a hakdama siag and the other is a onesh siag, or third option, and I think there are three different ways of looking at it, and that is the question of shame chametz, as I said before. There's a shame chametz on your dalad, you know, for all sorts of reasons. Again, certainly after chatzos, if not also before. And for those who violated Bal Yeruah, there may be a shame chametz permanently, you know, to stigmatize, you know, or to define, you know, this is the chametz, you know, that, you know, violated, you know, Bal Yeruah. So any of those three reasons, you know, could explain a bond or a kesher between the two dinim of Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, even if you take the view that you can split, you know, lifne from la'achar, right, there are still two ways to do that. One is the way that I've been suggesting for the Rambam, and that for the Rambam it's like a davar pashut, that these are two different chidushim, because he understands the chidush of lifne in this very specific, you know, way connected to Korban Pesach and everything else. And of course, there's no analog to that at all in la'achar. However, even if you didn't adopt, you know, Rambam's, or what I'm suggesting is the Rambam's view, to be careful, you know, which is intricately connected, you know, to all sorts of other shitos that he has in Sefer Mitzvot, in Hilchos Chametz, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, etc. You could still say that the din of lifnei la'achar are different. You could still say that la'achar is a kind of a knas d'oraisa, right? And you could still say that lifnei is one of those things that I mentioned before, especially the idea that it's a kind of, you know, hakdama. Like, you know, this Isur is so chamor that you want to fence it off, you know, even with Malkus, you know, and Allah, or even with Lav and Malkus, you know, before, you know, 6 hours, you know, in advance. That's still different than, you know, after. The after is a knas, it's an onesh, or it's a din in shame chametz, stigmatized by the Isur. So, what I'm suggesting is, even if you want to split them, which would, you know, which you need to be able to do if you want to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda lifnei zmano, not la'achar zmano, it doesn't necessarily require, you know, this Korban Pesach, you know, connection and this particular kind of dialectical yudalid as yudalid, yudalid as the intro of Tesvav idea that I've been saying. Why am I telling you all this? You know, not just to confuse you again, hopefully. I'm just trying to make room for the Sefer Achinuch. So the Sefer Achinuch Topehe, again, at the end of the piece, he quotes Rambam, of course, you know, who argues that we don't pass him like Rambam. But at the beginning of the piece, this is quite typical of Sefer Achinuch. Right? Sefer Achinuch was in the worldview of the Rambam. Again, I've mentioned in the past, we don't exactly know who wrote the Sefer Achinuch. Some people used to think it was the Ra'ah. Some people think it might be the Ra'ah's brother, Rav Pinchas. You know, somebody from the Ramban world, who also had this Mayavara, tremendous affinity to the Ritva, because there are a lot of overlaps, which makes sense if it's the Ra'ah or Rabbeinu Pinchas, or somebody from that school, somebody from Barcelona. Of course, if we have the tremendous influence, you know, of the Ramban, but of course it's also, you know, built on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvot. So, especially when there's debate between Rambam and Ramban, you'll typically, you know, get the chinuch, you know, on both sides of it. Again, in our Hashkafa Shir, I do want to show, when I try to finish off the topic on Monday, that in a way you have that even in Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, kind of, you know, the interface between the Rambam and the Ramban in the chinuch. But anyways, that's not for now. So it's interesting that the chinuch in Tafpei Hei, you know, counts Rabbi Yehuda, Lifnei, Zmano, like the Rambam. But in the end of the piece, of course, he quotes Rambam. But in his Tamei Mitzvos, which is always a tricky methodological thing too, like to what extent can you really, you know, assume that the Shoresh, as he calls it, you know, really reflects the halakha. So I think to the extent that it's also very reasonable, it's always at least something, you know, to note. So in the Shoreshim there, anybody have it open? Who was, yeah, go ahead, Matan. Do you have a, can you speak, do you have a microphone? You'll speak loud. Okay, go ahead. Wait, did you just read the Shoresh part?
Yeah.
So what, and what is, I heard part of it. So what's the thrust, in your opinion, of what he says?
The point is that because of the Shoresh and that's sort of the nature of Pesach, therefore, the Shoresh is the 14th.
I mean, it's a part of the Chumrah, correct? And even as a kind of a siag language, correct?
Yeah,
so mitzad chomer hagadol shabo. That's why we start 6 hours early, even with a heavy onish, correct? So of course that has nothing to do with la'achar. I mean, I would say nothing. There's maybe a reason you punish for it too, you know, midoraisa. But in the end of the day, it's still quite different. The lifnei and the la'achar, you know, are not at all the same. One is to protect and one is to punish, basically. So they are distinctive, and you can understand why you might embrace one without embracing the other in either direction. But it's also perfectly clear that it's not, Matan, do you agree? Not a din in Yom Yodala. And it has nothing to do with Korban Pesach. Whereas for the Rambam, in my opinion, it totally does. And in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, as we say, the Rambam, when he quotes a halacha, you know, connects it to this din. Also, lecho chametz biyom yedalad mechatzos hayom kol ochav bezman hazeh lo kum la Torah shenem lo tochal alav chametz. Klomar, as said, the Gemara when it quotes Rabbi Yehuda, this is what I meant the other day, doesn't spell it all out. They just quote the pasuk. Klomar al korban pesach. And this is where the Rambam is expansive. This is also where the Rambam integrates Dalet Omid Beis, because this is Rava, I'm sorry, Hey Omid Aleph into Rabbi Yehuda, Lishitaso, that he thinks that there's a connection. And again, in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Konizman Isra Achilaso, is connected to this, and there too you have the Raya Ladabar Masha Kosovo Tishkan of Chametz Tam Zivchi, Klomar, another Klomar, Lo Tishkan of Pesach Maidain Chametz Kayam, Shitas HaPesach HaYom Yudalid, HaKhachatza, all the things that we've been saying. So the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, and then especially Sefer Mitzvot, Kuf Tzadi Tes, as we read, I'm just reviewing for the moment, I'm just going to expand this in just a minute, but in Kuf Tzadi Tes, again, Shev Al Kevas HaPesach, Shanu Chayavim L'Shachta, Bein Arbayim, Yom Yedalin, so again, Rambam spells it all out, explicates it, links it up with Korban Pesach. Ubigmar Psachim, Minayin, etc., etc. The Shom, Dalin Amid Beis, the Kulam Amias Komets Mishesh Osomal Daraisa, Kain Matsina Bekonis Chosom Diakos, and that somehow is connected to Rabbi Yehuda. So when you put together the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and his Chiddush, the Dalet Amud Beis is a raya for Rabbi Yehuda, which is explicitly what the Ramban attacks him for. Together with Beis Amud Aleph, Achilaso and the Korban Pesach expansion, together with Aleph Ches, which is Rava again in Rabbi Yehuda, and the expansion of Korban Pesach, and you know all the other things in the Rambam, I think it's just very, very, I'm not saying other people have said this, but to me at least, super compelling that this is the Rambam's sheet. But the Chinuch, who basically is giving, you know, not lip service, that, what I mean is, the Chinuch, who begins his piece in Taf Pei Hei, you know, basically advocating what he thinks is the position of the Rambam, again, later on, correct, Matan? You don't have to read it. In the end of the piece, he quotes the Ramban's critique, right? But basically, he sees, you know, he's giving equal time or first time to the Rambam. But it's also clear that for him, this has nothing to do with Korban Pesach. This has only to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of Yom Tezvav and the Hakdama or the preparation for it. So that's just an interesting phenomenon because it's motivated by the Rambam, even though it is so completely different. Okay, so getting Brad, back, yeah.
Brad, I think there's also an echo, another echo of this in the Chinuch, the same Chinuch, even in the Dinei HaMitzvah, which is more concrete, when he's still within the Rambam section, because when he talks about Achilek, he says the reason that we know that Achilek is B'chatzi Ayom is just because, you read his words, he says, Mashachai B'chatzi Ayom, Shvisa Bos Ayom, Yadanish the mixas yom who mutter behekret she after lechavin rega arishon shal yom lashvisavo. Baker kain she mixaso shal yom mutter below beer lanu hakaso eze chelik b'menu who shemutter.
Very good.
Dechaku anachnu b'shav min hasvara ha'mitis sheim techalkuhu binyan acher lo yes shorish b'davar klal. Which sounds like he thinks achilik. There's no
significance to chatzos per se. Exactly. It's just that Chatzos is the only objective, defensible, specific time when you have a clash, you know, between two opposites that is the source.
Sounds like a Tefas de Meruba type of thing.
Excellent.
But
not
related to anything.
Right, excellent. Right, everybody heard that? So Natan Sa'ara fits in perfectly to what we were saying, which is it's not a din in Zman Shechitas Korban Pesach per se. It's a din in Achilik. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, well, that's... No, I think the reason for that, I also was struck by that. Yeah, Matan is asking that in the end of the piece, Achinoch, you know, as he always does, you know, talks about, you know, who and when and, you know, what about Bizman HaMikdash. He says, this, of course, applies even when there's no Korban Pesach. So you might have thought that, oh, why do you need to say that? That's because the Mechayiv is Korban Pesach. And that works very well according to the Rambam. But then you're, you know, you have the other difficulty, which is, well, why is that true? We understand why we're sensitive to it, but then maybe in Achanami. That's, of course, no problem whatsoever. I don't think it's a problem for the Rambam either, because again, it isn't the Korban Pesach which is causative only. It's part causative and it's part reflective. It's still the Zman Shechitas Korban Pesach, just like I've been explaining all along, that the Rambam all over the place, you know, in contrast to Tamid, always speaks about, you know, after Chatzos, even though before, that's not going to be the time. And just like when it came to, you know, Hilchos Yom Tov and other things, he wasn't the Chalek, you know, between Zman HaPesach and not. Because for him, this is the... So again, so the question Matan's asking is, but what does Korban Pesach have to do with it, according to the Chinuch? So I think the answer is twofold, and it struck me too. I think twofold. Number one, it could be psychologically, you know, he's, again, it's from the Rambam where this comes from, and the Rambam is so focused on Korban Pesach. So even though the Chinuch isn't, you know, maybe he needs to throw that in. But I think more likely is that in the end of the day, the Pasuk, again, the Rambam explicated the point of the Pasuk for Rabbi Yehuda and Chav Chesam and Beis. But it is still the Pasuk. Lo Sizbach or Lo Sishchat, you know, Alachametz. So it does refer, the Pasuk is certainly referring to Korban Pesach. So in the end of the day, the need to tell you, you know, that it's not a din that is limited to Zman, Korban Pesach, is still there. But maybe the more important point for the Chinuch is, you know, the fact that it doesn't depend on Korban Pesach, even though that's the Mokar. Even though I think that would be true for the Rambam as well, but I think for the Rambam it's true for a different reason. Okay? So that, I'm glad you brought that up, because that troubled me initially as well. Okay, now let's get back to the Rambam just for a minute, and then we'll try to move on to the other Rishonim, especially since we're running a little bit late. So the Rambam's views we discussed already, and the Ramban calls him out on it in Sefer Mitzvos, and that is like, why does the Balad on the base, you know, prove Rabbi Yehuda? Again, the fact that the Rambam thinks that it does is consistent with his integrating Rabbi Yehuda in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. So I think it's just, you know, two sides of the same coin, very, you know, much inspiring, you know, in its consistency for the Rambam. But why does he think that? Why does the Rambam think that Dalet Amud Beis, meaning the other Rishonim basically say it isn't true? Now, when the other Rishonim say it isn't true, they could say it isn't true for many different reasons. Number one, they could say that there's no relationship between Biur and Achila. Maybe no relationship in either direction, or maybe no relationship in one direction. Right? We'll get to that in a second, especially for the Ramban. I want to talk about that. Or they may think that there is a relationship between Biur and Achila, but for that, you don't have to conclude, you know, with Rabbi Yehuda. If you assume that according to Rabbi Shimon, there's also an Isur of Achila. So, Inochanami. So basically, well, let me say it this way. The Rambam seems to be, you know, predicated on two assumptions. Number one, that the Gemara, which is also speaking about Biur, right, cannot be true without there being an Isur Achila. A. B, not just any Isur Achila, this is where it becomes interesting, right? A particularly acute or severe, you know, a lav, something sheyesh bo malchus, Isur Achila. If there's an Isur Achila, but it's more circuitous, right? It's not accompanied by malchus or a lav, or, I'm not sure here about this, or maybe it is a result of, you know, the din of Biur, the inconsistency with Biur. It's not a standalone Isur. Or maybe it's only an Atzei. One of those three things. Do you need the Malkus and the Lav for the Rambam? Is it that it shouldn't be an Atzei only? Or is it its connection to Biur itself? That I'm not sure about those things. But what the Rambam is saying is, based implicitly, that one line, again, Baruch Hashem, you can just read the Rambam, and, you know, if you're reading it carefully, you can't miss the fact that he thinks that Hayam and Aleph proves Rabbi Yehuda. But we also have the Ramban, who called it out. You know, and that's really wonderful. Rabbi Daniel Amabli also called it out. We'll still get back to him. So, what is it? What does it imply? And as I say, these are the two assumptions that the Rambam makes. Now, the first one seems like a pretty fair assumption, although disputable. Like, is it conceivable to have a chiyuv tashbisu, chiyuv bir chametz, without there being an isur achila? Is that conceivable? Well, logically, some of the Rishonim tell us yes. Right? The Sefer Ha'itur, I read it last time, I believe. Right? The Rabbeinu David, Maram Chalava, right? They all assume, at least in some parts of their presentation, that you could have a Chiyuv Bir or a Tashbisu, right, without an Isur Achila. It is very peculiar, in a way. Like, you can't have something in your possession, but you could eat it. In terms of Chomer HaIsur, in terms of our general, let's say, experience, you know, in the world of Torah, right, it's we encounter many more Makolos Asuros, you know, than Isure Shehiyah. You could say, that's true, you know, but Zeluchu Dekoi, they're different mechaidim, and they have nothing to do with each other. But you can understand certainly the argument, you know, that, you know, if something isn't toxic enough that you can't eat it, then why is it toxic enough that you have to get rid of it? Again, just to put it in context, the Rishonim themselves and some of the later poskim, early poskim, I'm talking about the Radvaz and so on, but already the Rishonim, are troubled by the Chiyuv Tashbisu and the Chiyuv Biur, like, you know, Heichan Matzinu, and they start looking to Avodah Zarah and things of that sort. So if the Rambam assumes that there is a connection between, you know, that Biur implies Isur Achila, that is not foolproof, but it is logical. And to argue with that is to say, Hailuchu Dekai, Hailuchu Dekai, but probably it's also to say something else. Like, what would you say, Josh? What would you say if it was Hailuchu Dekai, Hailuchu Dekai, even in that direction? Meaning there's a Chiyuv Tashbisu, but there's no Isur Achila. What would you say? What's another way? What might also explain it? Things that we've been talking about. Yeah, which is the first assumption that the Rambam is making, and an assumption which the Itur, Rabbeinu David, Maram Chalava, at some point say, yeah, that's not true. No, that's the other direction. Oh, I thought they say both. Well, the Itur certainly says both. One second. I don't have my Rabbeinu David with me. Rabbeinu David, is he talking about the Rashi?
Yeah, he says that the Gemara is only asking according to everyone, because even though Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Rashi, you don't know this
Mr. Rashi. Okay. Sorry. So it's not the Rabbeinu David then. I'm Chalav, I'll look at it again. Certainly the Itur, unless I'm mistaken about that too, I don't think so. Ito says it in both directions. And listen, the Balamor lives that, right? Again, it couldn't be the Balamor lives it only because, we'll read the Balamor in a minute, only because, according to him, Achila's Akim in Tashbisu itself. That's partly true. I mean, that is true. And that partly mitigates what he says. But when you step back and you say, well, how could that be? how could Achila be Akim in Tashbisu? Right, so it's almost you kick the can down the road, but you know, you've kind of begged the question a little bit. So in a way, the Balamor is kind of an instantiation of that in a more objective way. I thought, one second, Ram Chalav doesn't say in both directions. No.
I thought he quoted and then just said it's
in both directions.
I thought he quotes it, but then he says it's the Balamor and nobody agrees
with it. I'll look at it again, the language. Either way, let me just look at the Iter for one second, and then I'll tell you what I think it is. One second. What time? What page? Oh, here it is. Mistabra middle Asya, Mehecha Denafka Leilri Gufei. Shemamina delokom ibayi lehem le'inun achila. Afal pish also b'achila l'ri, where you say on matzah v'chametzim lo b'bayis. Le'inun ashbasa hu dekom ibayi. Ba'afila Reb Shimon d'omra ocha chametz eino over alav, asay d'ashbasa ikah. Okay, so the Eitur says both. And the Eitur is not even qualifying the Balamor or the Balamor-esque Shita that is a key. In other words, Ula Inyan Hashbasa Hud Kami Bai, Vafil Rab Shimon, the Amra Ocha Chametz Ulamala, Eina Over Alav, Bachila, in other words, and not because it's a Kiyun, Hasei the Hashbasa Ika. Okay, so Baram Chalav, I think, also mentions it.
Doesn't the Eitur still think that, doesn't he just mean that Rav Shimon thinks you're not in over a love, Balav, but they're still, you know?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. Not that piece.
He says that before,
later.
He says that later on.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what he means here. I think in a Osir period. So what's the idea? I think it's not such a difficult idea. I just think it needs to be, you know, it needs to be formulated. So what would you say? Simchaleh? That shita, that idea, this like fundamental disagreement with point number one of the Rambam even, which is you can have an Isur, you can have a Chiyav Tashbisu without an Isur Achila.
How do you explain that?
How would you explain that? I mean, what, the Chafetz isn't toxic, but you have to search and destroy it? Simple. Not so simple, but... what would that highlight? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The biur would not be a reflection of the toxicity of the chametz now, but it would be a part, it would be a din in the hachana, if you will. And this goes to the core of something else that we've been discussing, right? When we talk about biur and ashbasa, so again, it reflects itself very much in the question of lifnei or la'achar zmani suro. When you have chatzos, let's say, you know, so you do it right a minute before or right a minute after. Correct? All right, even then, so that's why it's, you know, it's, that's a kind of subtle time difference, obviously. And even conceptually, therefore, it's, you know, omate for discussion a little bit. I always say, the more that the Isur part drives it, the more you can't go into that zone, therefore you need to go in advance. The more that the mitzvah part drives it, you know, maybe you need to actually do it, bizman ha'isar. The netziv is one thing I wanted you to look at. Rome Sada in Andalot Amud Beis actually proposes the opposite. He thinks that if you, the netziv says about, you know, kol achozer achav levaro, that's okay, right? He interprets it opposite the way I did. I interpreted it at the time, you know, and again, I'll just mention quickly, that it's a kind of, you know, the mechayiv of the Isur is the Tashbisu. So if you're doing the Tashbisu, there's no Isur. Right? He interprets it more that, well, you've already violated, the mitzvah, you know, but you're not going to violate the Isur because you're kind of onus and tohu. But if there really is, but what I was saying is, if the mechayev is the iser, then you do the tashbisu in advance. Because the mitzvah is to make sure there's no iser. And if the mechayev is the iser, I'm sorry, if the mechayev is the mitzvah, then you do it, b'shas, iser. And it's, it kind of says the opposite. Okay. But either way, my point is, forget about the moment for a moment, about the moment problem. The more you look at tashbisu as a hakdama, a hachana type action, not that when you do that, the tashbisu or doing the tashbisu is itself a kiyum in chametz as it is. It's hard to say that this, you need to, you know, do this extraordinary, very rare, excessive thing when, you know, the more typical, you know, reflection of its toxicity, namely, Isra Achila v'Isra Ana, don't even apply. So how, like, what is that? The answer is, 6 hours before the night, you already have an obligation to prepare. Right? So you can have Tashbisu you know, without having Isra Chiva. But then the whole way that you look at Tashbisu is going to change. Tashbisu is a Hakana type of action. Now, I think that that is true in some Rishonim, and particularly, you know, for people like the Rambam, when it's Kodem Zmani Suro, Lifnei Chatzos. But remember, we're talking about, but that's a little different. We talk about, you know, doing it right, you know, before Chatzos, as opposed to, you know, 6 hours before Yom Tezvav, which is essentially what you'd have to say. Okay? That's one view. But the second point of the Rambam, so again, the Iturer in that line, in my opinion, in saying it from Balamor, I think it just begs the question, even though the Kiyum Tashbisu were saying it, other Rishonim echo it as well, but the implication is that Tashbisu is not a reflection of present toxicity. It's a reflection of, again, almost like the Chinuch and Tav Pei Hei, that six hours in advance, you start the Hachana. Right? Yeah.
Wouldn't you still need to say something about like the 6 hours?
What about 6 hours? No, you have to say the 6 hours are a zone. They're a zone that already relates to, is mitzuref to, you know, the Yom Tetzvah. But again, this overlaps several questions that we've been discussing. Right? One is, like, you know, is Yudalid, are the things of Yudalid in the morning, at Chatzos, after Chatzos, are they Yudalid dinim, or are they pre-Tetzvah dinim? And are the dinim that we're talking about, whether it's Tashbisu or Yisr Shehiya, are they intrinsic dinim, or are they subject to something else, they're driven by something else, or maybe even preparatory dinim? So if you say this, if you completely reject the notion that you need Isra Chila in order to have Tashbisu, I think this is what you need to say. But you do need to say that it's a zone, which is mature. I don't have any trouble with that. I don't think it's difficult to say. You know, whether you want to say it Meiri-wise, you know, or you want to say it all sorts of different ways. Okay. However, the second point of the Rambam is even in a way more intriguing. Yeah, not done. Go ahead.
Justin, if within Rabbi's Mahalath and the Iter, it would come out very geschmack that the Iter explains the Gemara's question of Emel Rabo Slel Tesvav, not like Rashi, he explains it Sheha Kol Meguar Mibo Yom Misofel Shel Yadal.
What I was originally suggesting.
Right, so he suggests that, which would, if Rabbi's right, then that's also.
I mean, it's because it's Likrat Tetzvav.
And you couldn't have a time period where there'd be, if the Gemara's asking about Hashbasa without Achila, it's impossible we could ever ask that question for Leil Tesvav.
Excellent. Because again, Leil Tesvav is the epitome of Yisra Achila. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, what about the second point of the Rambam? I know we're like spending a lot of time on this, but let's get to it more quickly, maybe. What's about the Aaron? What do you think? The second point of the Rambam, which is that not only does it need to be Aser Bachila for Bila, and again, that I think is for the Rambam, it's a Kiyum. Even if it's a Kiyum Likrat, but it's a Kiyum, you know, in the Chefts of Chametz. So what, how would you flesh that out? It proves Rabbi Huda. What? Exactly. So it touches exactly on, that's what Aaron is saying, it touches on this question. And that is, you know, once it's more of an intrinsic din, not just a preparatory din, in other words, it's a din in the toxicity of the chametz. It's a vadazara, whatever, right? You, same reason you can't eat it, you know, you've got to seek and destroy it. You know, and if anything, there are many, many chefzas which you can't eat, you know, but you don't need to seek and destroy. Okay. So now the question is, like, what level of toxicity and what nature, let's say, of Isra Achila needs to reflect that? Now we have, like, a whole different appreciation of what's going on in this discussion. It could be, let's just take a step back for a second to say one more thing for the Rambam. If we don't know, at least I don't, and I don't think it's discernible, given the Rambam's psalm, what does the Rambam think Rav Shimon holds? Right? Let me say this way. If if the Rambam thought that according to Rav Shimon, you know, the Baal HaMor was right, right? Then it could be that point number two in the Rambam, you know, is less significant. Because the Rambam's saying, listen, it has to be Asar Bachila. And the only way that it's Asar Bachila, you know, is Balav Ubamalkis, Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rav Shimon, it's not Asar Bachila. Right? We don't know what the Rambam holds about Rav Shimon. So then, you know, we could say, well, he held like the Baal HaMor, the only one who holds Yisrach. I suspect that that isn't the case, although I can't prove it. And, you know, if, let's say, it's not the case, and even if it were the case, you know, it's possible that the Rambam would have insisted on Lav and Malkus. Let's assume for the moment that it's not the case, or that in, at least the Rambam's insistence is correct. So then the question is exactly what Aaron brought up. And that is, Rab Shimon's Isra Achila and Rabbi Yehuda's Isra Achila are the same or not? They're different in terms of Lav, they're different in terms of Malkus. Are they the same in terms of the nature of the Isra? Because if we're now saying that, you know, there are different ways to look at Biur, and there are different ways to look at Isra Achila lefnei zmano too. Right? According to the Chinuch, you're looking at it as a chumrah, like a siag, you know, going into it. For 6 hours, I don't want you to touch or eat, not touch, eat the chametz. But the chametz isn't really asur until tezvav. Or, let's say, according to Rav Shimon, that there's an Isra say, and it's Noveya from Tashbis. So, you know, it would be inconsistent to demand tashbisu if you're allowed to eat this thing. Right? So there is an Isra Achila, but it's not an intrinsic Isra Achila. It's a function of facilitating the tashbisu. Right? Is that enough to explain that there is a tashbisu? I mean, that means intrinsically, it's the other direction. We're trying to say, you can't have a biur without an Isra Machalas Asuros, you know, some sort of, you know, bottom line toxicity, and you're not going to solve that problem if it's only toxic because of the biur, right? That's inconsistent, right? Let's say we go even further. Let's say we say that the tashbisu reflects an isur asay, right? Because it's inconceivable. So here's where we get into like a closer relationship. Yeah, but is this a Yudalid thing or a pre-Tezvav thing? Or is it something like the Rambam, you know, that already, you know, because of Korban Pesach, you know, it's not quite Tezvav, but it's the Hagdamah of Tezvav as Yudalid, right? Oh. So here I think, again, it's hard to know where to draw the line. But I think even if the Rambam would have said, even if the Rambam would say, you know what, Rav Shimon, granted, it's not the Baal HaMor, and it's not caused by and a result of Tashbisu. It is, you know, an implicit status without absent, you know, absent which that couldn't have, it'd be inconceivable to have Tashbisu. Therefore, Tashbisu draws from that common toxicity. However, even that is not enough, because how toxic do you need to be, right? And what nature of din requires search and destroy? Right? There are plenty of Macholos Asuros and even Isurianah that don't. We need something that borders on or that overlaps with the Isar Kares, or at least that has, you know, an intrinsic Lav and Malkus. And that would be very important to the Rambam. So then you would have a situation. Now, if that were true, I believe that is true. See? So now how do you look at the other Rishonim? Because there are a whole bunch of Rishonim who agree that there's an Isur Achila, even according to Rav Shimon. We'll see in a moment. Now, is that because they just happen to agree? Or is that because they agree with the Rambam that absent that, you couldn't have a beer? Let's assume it could be either one. We're not sure. I think in the Ramban, we know which it is. I'll show you that in a minute. Right? Let's assume, and I'm going to show you this in the Ramban in a minute, that the Ramban almost is like saying, and maybe it's his experience with the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvot that led him to this. Right? Almost like saying, you know, Rambam's half right. Okay? Rambam is half right. It's inconceivable, the Itur, the Balamor, that line in Maram Chalava, they're really wrong. You cannot have Biur in Chametz with, it's incompatible with Isra Achila. Again, you don't have to say that. Other Rishonim might say, there is an Isra Achila. But it's not necessary prerequisite for Tashmisa. We'll see in a moment, the Ramban doesn't think that's true. However, says the Ramban, even if there is that relationship, it's satisfied with less than a lav in Malkus. Okay? I'm saying this for Ramban. I'm going to show it inside in a minute. Now the question is, still there are two ways to understand what the Ramban is saying. See, I was just giving this introduction so you could swoop in and, you know, and finish it off.
I'm not sure. I mean, like, either it could be just like the bar for what is Rachila you need that would create the Tashbisu is much lower.
In Ochanami, in other words, let's say, take on that one for the moment. One way to read now the Ramban is to say, in Ochanami, right, there is a huge difference between Lav and Malkus and an Isarase, right? However, to satisfy this notion of Bior, right, you don't need a lav and Malkus. The Isra'se is, even though it is a lower, I mean, of course it's a lower threshold, I mean conceptually lower. You know, it is conceptually lower. It's good enough, it does the trick. That's one way. Or, Zvi?
Maybe that the Tashbisu is what's creating?
No. Maybe I'm making it clear now. I thought the first thing you were saying was, in Ochanami, even the nature of, let's say, this Isur, we could acknowledge is different if it's an Isur Aseh or if it's a Lav and Malkus. However, you know, to satisfy the criterion of having an Achiv Bior, right, or an Isur Shehiya, even an acknowledged different level of Chafza Shel Isra Achila, you know, even if it's based on Isra Say, is good enough. That's one way to look at it. Then you're conceding the Rambam on point number one, namely, that you can't have beer without Isra Achila, right? But you're not conceding point number two. In other words, you agree that there's a huge discrepancy, even conceptually, between Malkus and Isra and Lab and Isra Say, but you're saying, to satisfy point number one, you don't need point number two. Or, see? Or might the Ramban be saying that conceptually, what the Isur Aseh does is no different than what the Lav and the Malkus does. Again, I don't mean, you know, in one case, you're going to get corporal punishment and you're going to violate a Lav. And in the other case, you have to bring a Korban Ola. You know, when it's a mitzvah saseh, I don't mean on the technical side. What I mean is that the nature of this Isur Aseh is comparable to the differences in the quantity of the onesh and the details of the kapara, but it's not conceptually in what you require for. Now, do you also need like an intrinsic, not just any Isur Achila, or even an Isur Achila that is independent of and prior to the Bior, would say you need more than that. You need an Isur Achila which is comparable to, connected to, the chefetz shel chametz of karmis, let's say. Right? But you have that through the Yisra Seh. See? Agree? That would be the second point. Oh. So that, I don't know the answer to the Ramban. But let me just get the Ramban on the record for having said this. In Sefer Mitzvos, do you have it? In Sefer Mitzvos, Ramban's comment is to reject the Ramban. But he doesn't just... In addition, he integrates that with the ha'ara of the Yisrachi. Go ahead, you have it? Hatema min araya. Do you have it? See?
Yeah. Hatema min araya. She lakach mima shematza v'lashan ha'nusfot m'diyakot sh'nikru'u ha'zikne ha'talmud v'chuli ha'ma miha chametz m'shei shod l'mala d'oraita.
Yeah, so what is Ramban doing?
He seems to be saying that the mitzvah of hashpata, I mean, either you can read it as imbo lav, I was like, you don't need to have the lav, and he's just the second point.
Right. But I'm saying clearly the Ramban is not saying that the Rambam is wrong, that Bior could exist independently or in the absence of Yisrachil. Correct? He's not saying what the Iter said. He's not saying what the Balamar implies. He's not saying that line of the Maram Chalava. Correct? He's saying the Rambam is right that absent an Yisrachil, there can be no Yisr Bior. That relationship is correct. He's saying, however, who says it needs a lav and malchus? It's good enough with what exists here, which is an Yisra Seh. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Now, if you look at the Ramban in Milchomos, we're going to look at it for a moment. So you have that? So then you'll see it. I think it's totally l'shitaso, even in the language. So what is the Ramban? What is the background? Let's just look for a minute. On Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara has what? What's the background? Well, it's Tzvi's getting it open. Ellie.
Yeah.
Goldberg. What's the background of this issue? The Gemara in Zayin Amud Aleph. What's Zayin Amud Aleph?
Hittite
Kurdanisa. Amakadesh Bechite Kurdanisa, which is a topic we still have to discuss. Bishav Shishis, let's say. Right? Ein Choshishim Likidush. What does it mean, Ellie, just quickly? The quick version.
Yes, if you have this Chametz Derabanan and you're Makadesh Isha with it, then we're not going to be Choshish for Likidush.
Yeah, a very important issue about Yisurei Hana, right? We discussed it actually a little bit, or somewhat, when we learned Chulin last year, right?
Yeah. Okay. Shows the Rabbanan and comes there.
Yeah, so we're going to have to go back to that because it's in our parak. Hopefully we'll do a quicker job because we did a lot last year about it. So what are we talking about? Shows Rabbanan, Chametz Rabbanan, Trade Rabbanan, whatever. Either way, it's a Chiddush because, what's the Chiddush, Ellie? The Chiddush in an Onra, because if it's only an Yisurei Hana Rabbanan, why should you be not Choshish L'Kiddushim in HaTorah?
Right.
Okay, well, so we don't need to get into that now. That's a partly Chametz and Yisra Hana issue, part of general Yisra Hana issue, part of Kiddushin issue. But we're not going to get to that right now because we don't want to, you know, get too far afield. We are getting far afield, but at least we're getting far afield with related, you know, these related issues, hopefully. Okay, right? However, is here what's important is the Balamor. Palamor says what?
He says that...
I'm saving Tzvi. I'm getting back to Tzvi in a minute for the Ramban. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Even though there's an Isser, but even though there's an Asay of Tashbisu, if you eat the Chametz, then be
allowed. Well, you know, correct. Correct. And therefore, we'll have to do it from the Kaddish Bechite Kurdanaisa.
Hmm.
What does he say? What's the linkage here? Tani? You're saying it's correct. Just not just you're leaving out one line.
Oh, because he holds like a Yehuda.
Excellent, exactly. Balamar says that this Gemara, which is Mechadesh, that if you're Mechadesh, you know, Bechametz Durabanan, right? That you are Ein Choshesh in the Kiddushin, which is a big Chiddush. This Gemara is only, this is the Chiddush of Balamar now, is only Aliba Durab Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's it got to do with Rabbi Yehuda? That's why Ellie hesitated, right? Because objectively, it's what about, by the way, Ellie's in good company. The Ravid is with Ellie, right? Rabban is with Ellie. They also didn't get it. They were scratching their heads. What? Like, what does Rabbi Yehuda, who's about whether there's a Lav and Malkus, Lifnei Zmano, have to do with Kiddushin B'chametz D'Rabbanon? Right? What's the answer? Ellie?
Yeah, that's since it's Usur after Chatzos, the Chacham made a Siyag.
If it's Usur min HaTorah, bi'achila, ubi hana'a, achar Chatzos, so then you understand why Ein Choshen L'Kiddushin, then there were Gozer, even, you know, on Chametz Drabanan. Because it's a drabanan which is ke'ein, doesn't say these words, but then it's a drabanan which is ke'ein doraisa. Correct? But if there's never Isra achila v'israna doraisa, then why should, you know, there ever be ein choshen l'kiddush? Now there's a perfectly good answer, to, even assuming Balamar is correct, there's a perfectly satisfactory answer to that problem. Right, and that has to do with, you know,
Kiddushin.
Yeah, Kiddushin be Surya Nadrabanan generally.
Yeah.
Okay, which, you know, we're not going to get into right now. We will get to that Gemara. But, you know, everything in its time. There's a method to the madness, we hope. Okay. The important thing for us is the assumption that the Balamor makes, which is that after Chatzos for Rab Shimon, number one, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda on Lifnei Zmano. Okay, he's going to have trouble with the Rambam on that one, and the Rif maybe, whatever. But, you know, that's the Ravid and the Ramban are not going to give him difficulty with that because they think it's true. They think he's right. You don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda L'Achar Zmano. But he's also assuming that for the Chachamim L'Achar Zmano, there is no Iser Achila V'Hana. Through this, we really only care about, should only care about Hana. We'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, they're focusing with Balamar, saying there's not even an Isra Achila for Rav Shimon. You have the line in the Balamar? Just read it very quickly, yeah. Ellie, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so he starts the Hadamar of Gidol Amarav and Makadish Mishay Shavas of Amala. I feel the Chidit according to Isa, Ein Choshen Makadishin. Alpha Pisha Kasva Harif Zal, Lo Nir Alan and Lismo Chale, De Rav Lata Mei, De Sphere Lake Karabi Yehuda. The Amar Chametz Mishay Shavas Lamala over Alav Min HaTorah. The Chacham Asu Siyag Shashishas Midivrayim. The Lo Kaimalan Hachi. Elak Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Bein Lifnei Zmano Bein La'Achar Zmano Eino over Alav Bevelo Klum. Hilka Choshishin LeKedushin.
Oh, so what's the assumption that if you hold like the Chachamim, there is no Iser Achila V'Hana Doraisa, and therefore, and therefore, the second assumption. And therefore, Isurin no Adrabanan, you should be Choshesh Min HaTorah. Keep going, yeah. Just for another minute. Hilka Choshesh Min HaTorah. Miu.
Afal Gav the Sphere Lele Rabbi Shimon Eino over a Lepet Velo Klum. Lo Matzinu Shechalok Rabbi Shimon Al Midrash Ach Biyom Harishon Tashfisis Omi Batechem Achile. Inami Dixiv Lo Tishchad Al Chametz Dam Zetchi Lo Tishchad Asa Pesach Badayin Chametz Kain.
This is where the Balamar is weighing in on our Gemara. And Abdalad Omid Beis and Hey Omid Aleph. Namely, if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, does that mean you can't read our Gemara? Actually, who said that? Did anybody say that? The Rambam, right?
The Rambam
said that our Gemara is only a Libid Rabbi Yehuda. What? Okay, says the Balamor, no, not at all. Why? Because you could have Tashbisu without Isra Achila. Go ahead. Great line, right? One of the amazing lines of all time. So again, what do you make of that? And that's what we talked about a few minutes ago, right? You could have said, oh, but the Balamar only, it's a Kiyum Tashbisu, you know, the Achila is a Kiyum Tashbisu, and therefore it's not so bad. But then you think, like, well, how could the Achila be a Kiyum Tashbisu if Tashbisu is about the toxicity of the Chametz? Right? And then the Itur is even without saying that there's a Kiyum Achila, is saying that there's no, that there could be a Deya, that there's no Isur Achila. Okay? But then he does concede that Lamaisa, because, I mean, it's a nightmare world, according to the Balamore. I guess it depends on your point of view. You know, they're like, you know, you're going to see all these people, Erev Pesach, you know, getting in their last, you know, gobbling down their last, you know, morsels of chametz. I mean, that's what it's going to be for the Balamore. It's a different world. Right? Go ahead. So he said, no, okay, I mean, this is all Doraisa. Aval lechatchila ein lo. Go ahead.
Aval lechatchila ein lo lishoso mishenichnasa shas shishes betime malam mitzvahs tashbis and mikrilas shas shvius mitiksev achilei.
Rabbanan, you shouldn't do it.
The chamas losirak shas shishes midevrei mishalosh shoso lo shirin lechatchila lo meicha ablo lehanisba.
Yeah. Aval imavar v'kidesh
kosher lekedushin. Aval kidesh kosher lekedushin achila b'shas shvius u'shminas v'kol shekein b'shas shishes.
Yes, I don't want to get into that. We'll get to, that's a different point. So basically, what emerges, and then he says it again in the end, we don't paskin like, if he brings rayas, we don't, he also quotes our Yerushalmi about Rav Meir, and Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir being only Sha'achas, very interesting. But then in the end, it's, you know, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and consequently this din is off the books. An explicit Gemara is off the books, because the Balamor thinks it's only Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Great. So that we've okay, I think we covered Balamor and the version of it in the Itur, and that's fine for the moment. Okay, let me see, is there anything else we need to say about the Balamor? Okay, good. Now, what's curious is the reaction of the Rishon. So even though we should start with the Ravid, let's start with the Ramban. Okay, Tzvi?
Yeah, it's the Ramban.
And again, the point I'm trying to make here is that, of course, language matters and the argument matters. And sometimes, once you see, you know, the background, you know, the more information you have, the more you can sometimes appreciate, right, the particular formulations. So, we already know that Ramban's about to disagree with the Balamor. You know, it doesn't take much to disagree with the conclusion that you can Doraisa eat chametz, you know, Erev Pesach Achar Chatzos. But what we should be careful about, you know, is also seeing whether there are clues here as to what he thinks about some of these other subtle issues that we've been discussing. Right? That's where Tzvi comes in. Go ahead, Tzvi.
Omar Kosev.
Wow. That's how he starts. He's not saying it's wrong because, you know, hayitachin that you're going to, you know, eat after chatzos. Or to justify, you know, the problem of Rav Gittel Amarav. He's going to get to that. And he's not just saying, oh, it happens to be that you're wrong, because there's an Yisrase, or there's Lo Sishkat, right? The first thing the Ramban says is, there's a fundamental flaw in your thinking. It's inconceivable, right, to me, that what?
That you can have a Chiyuv Hashbasa without an Yisra Achila.
You can't have a Chiyuv Hashbasa without an Yisra Achila. What does it sound like? Rambam. That's what the Rambam said about the Gemara in Dalet Amud Beis. So now when we think back, you know, Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs didn't say you're completely wrong. He didn't say what the Itur said. He didn't say you're wrong about that. He only said you're wrong about the application. You don't need Rabbi Yehuda for that. Here, he's taking on the Balamar saying the Rambam Yisod is correct. Right? Which is why Rav Shimon clearly holds that there's an Iser. Okay? Now again, if that Iser was no, was the result, was if that Iser was the result of Tashbisu, you know, it wouldn't help the Ramban. It has to be in some way, not, you know, not temporally, we'll say, but ontologically, you know, separate or prior. Okay? Because otherwise, this law is a terrific line. Eilecha b'Torah davar shetzarech hashpasa u'mutar b'achila. Right? By the way, and then the next line is terrific. Keep going. V'kach omer b'gemara. Why is this such a great line? Now he's going back to reading our Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis. And Ramban, Kedarko, like he you know, he goes right for the jugular of the problem. What do we say when we read the Gemara? What's, you know, where did all this discussion, how is this discussion able to exist? The answer is because the Gemara is very vague. The Gemara starts off, it makes reference to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda who speak about, you know, Achila and Hana, Bishah Dalid, Bishah Hey. It's clear that the Gemara's main focus is on Bior and Tashbisu, and yet there's some reference here to Achila and Hana. So which is it? That's a, so the Rambam said, you know, this whole Gemara doesn't get off, he answers it's both. You can only talk about Tashbisu because of Achila. Basically this is, you know, and the Ramban says you're right, but in Sefer Mitzvos. So now in Mechamos he's saying, you know, the Rambam was right. I mean, I'm not going to be the Rambam, but you know, maybe this is the Rambam, but I'm just saying in light of it, it's this all thing, he was right. And not only that, I have a terrific raya from the Gemara. Now he has a linguistic raya. Right? Because the Gemara is confusing. But the Gemara could have, he's saying, the Gemara could have said, on Dalet Amud Beis, our Gemara, why didn't they say, Dekula Alma Tzarech Bir Midaraisa? Why didn't it say that? Right? Instead, it zeroes in on Rabbeinu of Rabbi Yehuda Nachila, says the Ramban, Sheyesh Bechlal Hashpasa Shebetorah Yisra Achila. Right? Ulrab Shimon Ulrab Meir, Echad Yisra Achila Echad Mitzas Bior Mehachanafki, Umishashu Asa Bachila Asa Bahano, Afil Ulrab Shimon. So the Ramban, you know, starts off with the Rambam, but of course with his Lishitaso tempered view of the Rambam within Rav Shimon. The Rambam's right, but Rav Shimon is fine. And then he says, and the raya is from Dalet Amud Beis, because linguistically, the Gemara is intentionally speaking about both because they're interconnected in this interesting way. Okay? Now again, it still doesn't provide information about the subtle question that I proposed to Tzvi, which is the Ramban saying that intrinsically, conceptually, there's no difference between the Iser Aseh of Rab Shimon and the Malkus and the Lav of Rab Yehuda? I mean, of course there's a difference in Lamaisa, how do you do tshuva, you know, what onus you get. But is he saying, aside from that, it's conceptually the same? Or is it possible that he'll even admit that there is a conceptual difference in terms of the issues that we were talking about? Is it a Yadalat halacha? Is it Tezvav halacha? Is it, you know, connected to the Kares? Is it not? Like Matan's excellent additional Dio Kinokas Mamrin, right, for the Rambam. You know, maybe he'll say, you're right, there are differences, it's good enough. That we don't know yet. But that he is relating to Dalet Amud Beis here, when you put this together with Sefer Mitzvos, It's amazing. Okay, so did you have a question?
Yeah, I'm wondering, what does the Rambam say? Like, what is the mice of the Rambam assume for Shimon? What does he do with Tashbis? Like, when is Tashbis? Like,
what does he do with Tashbis? Well, we don't know what he does with Rab Shimon.
Well,
I'd love to interview him and find out what he thought Rab Shimon held.
Okay.
And that would matter, but I can't do it right now. What do you mean? I don't know. Meaning, you know, the Balamor says, Balamor says, but of course, Rav Shimon believes in Tashbisu.
Right. That's
I mean, for the Rambam, probably not. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I guess he'd interpret it differently. You know, or Tashbisu really refers to, you know, the night, maybe? Like, or like Rameir? Yeah, why can't it be like Rameir?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. But it is, if you take Sefer Mitzvos, it's implicit that the din of Achilah at Chatzos doesn't apply for Shimon. Yeah? Okay. Let's continue with Ramban since we're here already. 1 second. Hey, Tanya.
If the Isra Kila is an Isra Se of Hashbisu, so how can the directionality be that there's an Isra Kila which causes an Isra Hashbisu?
Because it's Noveh from that Pasuk, how could that be? I think you would say that it's implicit in the Pasuk, which is what Ramban is saying. Meaning not that, that's what I said before, the relationship between Tashbisu and Achila, according to this group of Rishonim, right, which is a large group, by the way. We'll see in a moment. The Ravid also holds this way. Just the Ravid didn't start the same way the Ramban did, so it's hard to know, you know, which point he argues with. But the Ravid, and the Ravid here in Asagos, and the Ravid in Asagos on Parak Aleph Halacha Ches, the Ramban, the Rama, the Ram, the Rabbeinu David, like a whole group. A lot of them hold that either it's Noveya from the Korban Pesach Pasuk or from this Pasuk. But it's perfectly clear in the Ramban that it's not. So that's what I said before. If it was a, you know, result, namely you can't have a viable Tashbisu, you know, without there being, not prior, but, you know, coinciding or after, it has to, if it's causal, you know, causative, right, you know, then you lose this whole argument. That's why I said, you don't have to say what the Ramban says. I'm not sure the Ravid holds that. But for the Ramban, if he's starting off with this, and if you look at the language, he says it's bichlal. So the answer is, it's reflected by it. It's not caused by it. I don't think that's difficult. Right? Yeah. 1 second. Sheyesh bichlal hashpasa shebetorah Yisrachim. Well, but then it doesn't. It doesn't really fully satisfy the first line of the Ramban. In the Chovat Torah, Davar Shetzorach Hashbasa Mutar Bachil. I mean, it does technically. Okay, but let's say it this way: if the Ramban's first comment is more of a technical one, like a phenomenological one, like Heichan Matzino B'Torah a Tashbisa without an Iser, you just can't have that. It's incompatible. Then you could be right. Then the Tashbisu could cause Yisrachi. However, if he's not just talking about the phenomenon, you know, it just doesn't look right, it can't be, but he's saying, you know, toxicity, which is at the root of Tashbisu, and that's already an excessive you know, expression of toxicity, right, first requires intrinsic Isur Achila. That's how I'm reading the Ramban. If that's the case, then you have to read it my way. But I hear you, you could say he doesn't mean that. I just thought that even the way that he wrote also in Sefer Mitzvos, you know, again, but you could say the same thing for Sefer Mitzvos. I guess I'm very focused not just on Heichan Matzinu, but Heichan Matzinu, you know, logically and conceptually requiring an intrinsic Isur Achila before you even get to a Tashbis. You have to seek and destroy this thing because it's inherently toxic. So it needs to be toxic in its own right. It can't, the toxicity can't be caused by the search and destroy. That's how I'm reading it. Okay? That doesn't mean others who didn't think that you have, this, let's say, Balamor, Itur, you know, Maram Chala, the ones who thought that, no, these two things could be separate. They might say they could be separate, or, you know, the Tashbisu could cause the Achila. That's why. They could say it's separate and there is no Isra Achila. They could say it's separate and therefore there's a Kiyum of Achila. Or they could say it's separate, but it always causes an Isra Achila across the board, but it's a different kind of Isra Achila than the Lav and the Malchus of Rabbi Yehuda. I guess only in Ramban, the way I'm reading it, would you have the suffix that the argument is in assessing, you know, the quality difference or discrepancy between Rosh Hashanah and Rabbi Yehuda, rather than the addressing the phenomenon itself. Okay?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be possible that the Ramban of all people would actually be in some ways open to the idea that there could be an element of toxicity that exists even before this Rachila, because...
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. I knew you were going to say that, too. Because of the
morning of Yudalit, even before the Isser, there are still already traces of the Isser Bala.
Right. So I think the answer is because... That's a din in shame chavetz. So that's more of a reason that there should be toxicity. Yeah, I was gonna mention that. I think it's possible. Just that you can also say that shame chavetz, since Ramban is open to shame chavetz not only on the morning of, Nathan's asking, how does this connect with the Ramban's more expanded view of shame chavetz anyway? Which is that not only in chatzos, but even in the morning, you're not allowed to eat matzah. I mean, the milchamos later on. Right? The whatever, tests. But I would also add that there's our other Ramban, l'shitaso, the one in Avodah Zarah. And a little bit the one on Dalet Amud Beis and Bittul against the Rabbeinu Tam, which is that, you know, not only in the morning, but maybe even Kol HaShana, there's some same comments because it's going to be Asar on Pesach. That part of it leads me to think that you could have had just a shame chametz by virtue of, you know, the tziruf with what's going to be in the future and so on and so forth, that is not, you know, intrinsically, you know, toxic. But I do agree that what he says about kol shana could be related to what he says about the boker, and there also could be a hadragat, could be that already in the morning it has a toxic status, not just a shame chametz status. But I think that's something to think about within the Ramban world, 100%.
I thought it was also related to his language in the piece on Dalet Amud Beis, where he talks about that also hashpasa b'chol makom, that it's really more about this intellectual thing.
Yeah, it's like the whole Ramban. First of all, you know, again, the assumption that you can have passively likrat, for sure, that's the contrast to especially that terrific line in Sefer Yashua Benutam. But you're right, 100%. The whole Eina Rotza B'Kiyuma, Rotza B'Kiyuma.
It's not simply that, oh, there's Tashbisu, which means destruction, and that must imply an Achila. It's that Tashbisu is broader to begin with.
Yeah. Now, the fact that the Ramban has this intellectual renunciation of Torah's comments, and his view of Ofer, and his view of Eina Rotza B'Kiyuma, etc., is, I think, consistent with, compatible with, this first line saying, well, you have to have a toxic chametz, you know, which is expressed minimally in Isra Achila, for that to be. Because this isn't a technical Isur, this Shehiya, either. So, right, just like we're putting together the pieces of the Rambam, I do think that these other pieces of the Rambam, namely his view of Bal Yirua, his view of Bittul, his view of chametz Kol Shana, his view of chametz in the Boker, are parts of this piece of Sefer Mitzvos and Mochamos as well. Yeah. Okay, so that is the next point I wanted to mention. So that's an interesting thing. I mean, you would have thought that you should go further.
Because if it's something that the Shemitah causes the Yisra'ila, because if you're eating it, then it's still there, so you're violating the Yisra'ila.
Right, that's the one discordant point, I would say. Again, then that might just prove, you know, either if you want to read it like Eitan was reading it, but I'm not so happy with that. I think other people could. I don't see that in the Ramban so much, meaning that it isn't at all, it's more of a causative tashbisu to achila, you know, than a reflection of isra achila, right? Or even not, then getting back to my tzvi, you know, question, subtle question, does the Ramban agree with the Rambam about the full measure of, you know, toxicity and related to kares type chametz? Just that he thinks that you have that on the basis of the Isser Aseh? Or does he too admit that there's a gap, just that he thinks that having a ontologically prior and independent Cheftza Shel Machalos Asuros is good enough here? Right, so you're making the Ha'ara, which is the next question. Where does Isser Hana fit in to this whole picture? And what you're saying, I think excellently, is that the more you think, let me say it this way, the more you think that the Rambam is totally right in principle, and that the argument is in, you know, whether you need Lav and Malkus to establish that, or there's also an argument about how much, you know, of a Chefza Shel Chametz you need for this din. So one good way to test that, seemingly, would be Isurena. Correct? That's what you're saying. And what is the Ramban's view about Isra? I know that's the next line. Why don't you read it, just since you... Umishashu Asa Bachila Asa Bahna Vafila Rab Shimon. Sounds good so far. So you need to read the next line. Miu. So, that's what the Ramban says, that even according to Rav Shimon, there's a huge technical difference. There's a difference not only in the makar and the kapara and the onesh, but there's a difference with regard to Isra Ana. But that difference regarding Isra Ana, how do we weigh that now? Right? And that's what you're suggesting, that, you know, maybe that's an important piece for the Cheftza Shel Chametz connection to Kares, as well as the inherent, you know, level of toxicity. But, as we know, that isn't such a davar pashut, because you have Cheski on Rav Avohu, right? You have that interesting line in the Maram Chalava, where he said that, you know, you could distinguish fundamentally between Isra'na and Achila, in terms of Achshadei, you know, Isra'na depends on Bal Yiroah, you know, things of that sort. Of course, interestingly, on that line alone, here there's an Isser Shehiya, you know, and yet there's no Isser Hana. So it's an interesting question. Now, this interesting question about Isser Hana, let's just discuss it and get it. Maybe it's so late. So I'll stop in a minute. Let me just get this on the record, and we'll pick up with it. I want to finish discussing this part, not the second part of the Ramban about the details of Chutei Kor Naisa, that we're leaving. But in terms of, again, this question of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, etc., this is the first paragraph. I want to finish also on Sunday, Yes Hashem. But let's talk about Isra'na for a minute. Do we know for a fact that Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Chametz is Asur Bahana Erev Pesach? And by the way, if you get a chance to look at the Minchas Chinuch, you know, also either on Mitzvah Tes, where he talks about Tashbisu, or mitzvah, what is it, Yudtes, maybe? Where he talks about Isra Chametz. He has quite a few issues, the things I alluded to, about Erev Pesach, for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Chametz, Chatzishir, Hasra'ah, some of them I mentioned, Chazilitz Tarufe, Shalok Kederech, interesting things. So if you get a chance, you know, to look at those. But after looking at the Rishonim that I gave you first. So what's the story? Is it so obvious that Rabbi Yehuda in Kodem Zmano applies the Tisrana? Yeah. Yeah.
Even though
and that sounds Loshishkar, Loshishkar doesn't say Lo Yeyachel.
Yeah. But nonetheless, on Testament Aleph, it says that the Issus of Pilate is from Lo Yeyachel.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So Tosis, did you see Tosis there on Chav Kasson Days?
Yeah, Tosis said that Mishpara Lo Yeyachel becomes
Even Kodim. Well, do you have the Tosas? Read the Tosas on Chav Kasson Beis. Yeah. Yeah, so the question is that Dorais or Draban? Right? We'll see in a moment. Pashto said Dorais. But Tosas already raises the question on Chav Kasson Beis. One second. Yeah, go ahead. What's he asking? According to Chizkiah, that Lo Yachel is the Makar of Yisrana, as we discussed earlier in the year. If that's not the makor for Kodem Zmano, what are you going to do? Oh. What does he say? Whoa. Okay. Is that a good argument? It depends on your point of view. If you think, Tosis is really asking a very important question, namely, how does Yisra Hana apply to Lifnei Zmano? It's not the Mokar. What's Tosis' answer? Since it applies to Kares, to Toksmano, so we're not going to make a distinction. Meaning what? What is Tosis assuming? Right? Mid the Toksmano Nishma Lalifne's Mano? Even though one is Bekares, and one has the Pasuk and the other does not? The answer is this is exactly our issue. To what extent is Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, either there are two possibilities to explain Tosis. One is you see from Lo Yachel, right, that Isra Ana is just an intrinsic part of Chametz, Shem Chametz, Isra Chametz, Lav Shel Chametz. Okay, and therefore, once you know that Kiddush, you shouldn't be Mechalik, even if maybe there are other difference in the Mechayev. Right? Maybe there's a huge discrepancy between Chametz Shel Kares and Chametz Shel Lifnei Zman. However, we see that Yisra Ana is part of the package. That's one way to read Tosis. That's an Yisra Ana way. There's a second way. And that is what? You know what? I can't see the clock because it's behind me, but in my little box here, I can see the clock. I see it's a little late, I guess. Oh, no. Oh, I see. Oh, but it's reversed. It's inverse. Okay. So, anyways. That's an Yisra Ana way. The other way, of course, is the bigger question. And that is, how much is Lifnei Zmano is already absorbing, Chepta Shel Chametz of Kares? Like for the Rambam, I think it's a Dover Pasha. The Rambam, more than anyone, was very into Lo Yeyachel. Yet it seems clear for the Rambam that there's Yisra Chila Bihana. Right? Like, how does he know it? Yet it says for the Rambam, more than anyone, what's happening after Chatzos, for Bayira, for other things, is already defined. It's a diluted beginning. Is that what Tosis means? So I mentioned Tosis Chachmi Angli. Did anybody get a chance to look at it? Natan, you didn't find it? It's on Chof Kesel on the base.
I didn't see that one.
Okay. Tosfos Kach Mi'Anglia. They should have put it in the Torahs in those other ones. I don't know what they are. Okay. This is what he said. Irab Yehuda Filo Degai. Kashal Rab Yehuda Lo Asar Ala Bachila Velo Bahana. He contributes this to Rashi, even though it's not. Chem Pirsha Puntus La El B'Misad Rab Yehuda. Chametz Lifnei Zmano Over Lavim Ochlo Velo Bahana. What do they do with the other evidence? Probably have to say it's the Rabbanan, just like Ramban is saying here about Rab Shimon and the evidence. So according to Tosfos Kach Mi'Anglia, that's unbelievable. Well, why would that be? Because of Tosfos' question. Then we're saying, oh, Rabbi Yehuda, that's a different Mechai. Maybe that's a Siag. Maybe the Siag doesn't have Yisra Anah. Maybe it's a Yudalit Halacha, really divorced from Tosfos. Right? That's already a perspective. Aside from Tosfos Kach Mi'Anglia, the consensus seems to be that for Rabbi Yehuda, there is Yisra Anah. Okay? For one of the two reasons that we said. Great. But what about the Yisra Achila of Rab Shimon? Right? So the Ramban and the Ravid say no. But not everybody agrees. Who disagrees? Aaron, Saul? Ram Chalava, Rabbeinu David, the Ran, the Sefer Chinuch, the Ran here on the when he quotes a Balamor. Sorry, we're over time. We're going to stop right here. Just want to get this Ran in. The Sefer Chinuch, Minchas Chinuch says, what's the Chinuch talking about? Right? But the Ran says it, quotes the Balamor. When he disagrees, Eludvar, Einam Nechonim Mitvam Shekvar Kasavti, Bechidushi, Tafil Rab Shimon Moda Nechametz Mishay Shol Salamala, Mitzar, Bahana Midoraisa. Okay? By the way, he doesn't say, because intrinsically, at least here, it's inconceivable to have Tashbisu Beli Achila. He just says it's wrong. And there's Achila and Ana. That's the view of the Chinuch, that's the view of Rabbeinu David, Maram Chalava. But the Ramban and the Ravid disagree. They think there's an Yisra Achila Daraisa, but the Yisra Anah is only Drabanan. Okay? Which gets you back to a little bit the Balamor's problem of Chitei Kurd Naisa, which we'll pick up with. But it could be that this argument of the Rishonim within Rab Shimon is crucial for our subtle question. Namely, is it a din? If it's only din in Tashbisu, and it's just because of the Alomatzinu, I don't know if it needs to be Asa Bahana. If the idea is that there's Tashbisu because it's toxic intrinsically, and it's like Kare's comments, then maybe it needs to be Asa Bahana. Implicitly. And maybe if it's enough that it's Macholos Asuros, and we're not saying it's on the level of Kares, but it is still a toxic substance, maybe that's the in-between. So just to sum up, for the Kach Mi'Anglia, even Rabbi Yehuda is a fall-off. That would work for people like the Sefer Chinuch. Not Lemaisa, because Chinuch thinks even Rabbi Shimon thinks it's Yisra Anah. Most Rishonim of the opinion for Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Davar Pashut as Yisra Anah, despite the Ptosis problem. And I think that has important implications, one of two explanations. As for Rabbi Shimon, that is a free-for-all in Rishonim. And then, of course, there's a Balamor. And within the Balamor, Achila Zakiyum, or even without Achila Zakiyum. That's a range within Rabbi Shimon. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll try to finish with this on Sunday. Sorry for late. Yeah.
So why then Rabbi Shimon?